All right, welcome, Siri. Good evening.
Good evening. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, everything sounds great.
Great.
So I've had the pleasure of having being on these calls with Siri every Sunday, so I'm really looking forward to our call tonight. Thank you so much for leading this.
Leanne. All right. It's always such a beautiful thing, I think, to come together and honor the mother and collectively receive a special blessing in the process. So I'm used to praying, but I'm not used to sharing quite so much. So I'm a little nervous, and I want to invite us all to just take a moment to drop in. So I want to say that before this call, I was thinking and reflecting, and I felt very strongly that, you know, I know everybody on this call is not on this call to hear me speak or because we're a part of the movement, but I really firmly believe everybody on this call is here because they feel the call of the mother. And so that makes me feel like I'm on a call with family. So I just want to say I'm really grateful for that. So I just want to start us off to get centered and open a prayer. So we can start by arriving here together, and I invite you to get comfortable, close your eyes for a moment if you're able, and just take a moment to let go of your day so that we can truly arrive here together in this space with the Holy Mother. We are going to arrive in this place of love and peace and grace and safety and comfort. So I invite you to open your mind and your heart and to let go of any associations with the mother or the rosary that you may have, and do the best you can to arrive as a clean slate of receptivity. And I'm going to join you there. So we'll take a few intentional breaths together, breathing in gratitude for the breath of life. And at the top of the breath, feeling on the cusp of eternity, and then letting it all go. Taking a few more cleansing breaths, slowing down our pace, slowing down our energy, and just sinking into the stillness. I invite you, if you're able, you feel called to place a hand on your heart, and just take a moment to really commune with your own sacred flaming heart, the place of your devotion, giving gratitude and appreciation for the miracle that is your heart. Your sacred heart that beats without fail and keeps you alive so perfectly, true perfection, true divinity, and truly miraculous. The mother is calling for us to sink into our heart space and to become intimately familiar with the medicine of our heart. So we have this time to do that. Now that we've arrived together in this sacred place of stillness, just want to offer a prayer. Just asking for our Holy Divine Celestial Mother to bless us at this time. Asking at this time, Holy Mother, that you feel our love, our gratitude, and our longing to be close to you. We pray that we may arrive at your feet humble, like little children in our purest innocence, hungry to receive your love and mercy. We ask that you hear the prayers that we offer tonight, whether aloud or those deep within our hearts. We humbly ask for you to receive our burdens. And we give so much thanks ahead of time, and we have full faith it is already done. And in this moment, I just personally ask you, Holy Mother, to gift me with impeccability of the word, to grant me grace to move out of the way, and to deliver your message of love and truth. Holy Mother, guide me to transmit the beauty, the mercy, the bliss, and the supreme love of what it is to commune with you. Aho. Okay, so on this evening, I'd like to just first share a little bit about myself, and really not so much so you know who I am, but I like to open that way so that you can get a glimpse into my experience of the mother before I even knew what religion was. So I want to say before I start that I really acknowledge that we all come with our own conditioning and our own upbringing and memories and struggles and beauties. And so sometimes talk of the mother or sometimes words within the prayers, they can push up against things and create some resistance. And I've shared that feedback. And so I think that's a really beautiful reflection. So I just want to say first, if a word or a prayer pushes up against something for you tonight, I invite you to breathe into it and just to do your best to stay open, to receive, and to really love that experience of the resistance too. So I just want to put that out there. So I'm not coming from any orientation. So, all right. So I just want to first start by saying I actually grew up Jewish, very Jewish, from a heritage perspective, Ashkenazi Jew, in a very, one of the highest Jewish per capita neighborhoods in the United States, in Illinois, outside of Chicago. And my grandparents were in Germany in the camps during World War II. And so I've always been very connected with that heritage. And so I share that so that it really sets the framework that for me, the initial encounters with the mother happened long before I had heard of Christianity or had even heard the term Christ. So I would say I was maybe 5 when I first had my experience with death. I lost a grandparent who I didn't know very well, but we grieved that loss in the traditional Jewish process of sitting Shiva. And so as a young child, it really brought up the question, what happens when you die? And I asked that of my elders. And in the Jewish faith, there's not a strong belief in the afterlife. And that was really contrary to what I knew in my soul. I knew that life was everlasting. And so that really set me on a path of questioning. I would also say that my upbringing wasn't necessarily filled with a lot of protection. And my beautiful earthly mother, in all of her own conditioning, wasn't free. She couldn't be free with her maternal love. And so very early on, I started having encounters with what I now can communicate with language as the Blessed Mother. And this came to me in my sleeping dream time and waking dream times. And it was a little in my young years, like an imaginary friend might be. My early experiences were a lifeline, and it sustained me, fed me, nourished me, and it kept good company for me. And I felt really mothered, and I didn't know that it was anything unusual. And when I was 7, I slept at a friend's house, and we went to church with her family. And I was astonished to see my imaginary friend on the altar. And I was on a mission to just be with the mother as much as I could. And so I tell this story chuckling, but when I was 7, I might have told some fibs so that I could actually go to vacation Bible school with my Christian friends to be with the mother. And so that was sort of my introduction, and I had no idea about a lot of the organized religion that surrounds that. And so that fed me through my childhood and through my upbringing. And when I was an adolescent, I began to question more formally. And that turned into an interesting journey that did culminate in actually converting to Catholicism and really immersing in the mother when I was about 18, back in the late 80s. And I want to say now that my relationship with the mother is outside of Catholicism. I don't practice Catholicism at this time, but it was the mother's draw that brought me there. And from there, I journeyed to a place called Medjugorje, Yugoslavia, which was a holy place of apparition where the mother began to appear to 6 children daily. And it became very much like Fatima and Lourdes. And there were a turn of miracles that happened when I was 18 that allowed me to pilgrimage there and have my first direct encounter in a different way. And so I share that because it's important to the story of the rosary for me. So I was in Medjugorje, in this holy land in former Yugoslavia, on this pilgrimage. And I was in the church. It's a very rural community there. At the time when I went, there were no hotels or anything. You stayed with families. And I was in the church, and I was going up to the choir loft. And as I crossed into the choir loft, I was literally accosted with the gift of the rose. And the scent of the rose hit me so powerfully that I tear up even just thinking about it. But I actually fell to my knees, and I thought I might be sick. because the power and the gift of the force of the rose and the force of the love that that brought was so powerful. And so I went on the next 20 years, though, not really knowing what to do with this relationship. It was a very private, intimate, personal experience, and I didn't feel congruent with organized religion, and I didn't know anybody else that had a similar experience. And so fast forward to about 8 years ago when I met Nina and really got opened up to sharing a relationship with the mother, a true relationship that's outside of religion, that just has nothing to do with religion. And I think that just allowed my heart to open and my personal relationship to flourish with the mother. And I have been so blessed in that. And through the journey of the crystallization of a New Earth movement and the legacy of peace and the Rosary Project has been, for me, really a catalyst, and I would say a personal bit of permission that the divine grace of the mother absolutely resides everywhere and not within any religion or any artifact or any prayer or ritual, but it is the essence of love that exists in this universe. And for me, it sustains me. And so I was blessed to be involved a little bit with the Rosary Project. For those of you that might not be familiar, it is a sacred, holy project affiliated under a New Earth movement where the mother has divinely guided Nina in the creation of amazing rosary beads using nothing but rose petals that are really infused with billions and millions of prayers and just handled with nothing but sacred hands and blessings. And I want to share an experience. I had asked for Nina to make me a rosary many years ago. And it's not a small task. There's a lot of time and prayer and intention that goes into it. So it had been a very long time had passed. And she had gifted me this sacred holy rosary at a beautiful women's circle a number of years back. And when she placed the rosary on me, it was almost as if I had had a flashback. I had the absolute exact experience that I had had in the choir loft in Medjugorje. I, in fact, thought I might be ill just with, I can feel the power of the force that, in me even as I speak. And, you know, I have been blessed, and I hope to share with you tonight a way to commune with the mother. But when I had that experience in the choir loft and when I received the gift of the rosary at that women's circle, it was beyond a communion. And it was like a full cosmic merging with the Holy Mother. And it was a knowing and a recognition of the truth. And I could feel the mother infused in those beads. And so that is a barometer of truth for me. The mother has definitely gifted that to me, that barometer of truth through the gift of the rose. So I want to share a little bit about the rosary, the actual rosary prayer, and just a little bit about the mechanics and the history, and also a little bit about what it's meant to me, especially recently in these last few months. So the rosary, actually what we call the rosary, the groupings of prayers, has been around for over 1,000 years, the individual prayers anyway. But really the command of the rosary is really associated with an appearance of the Holy Blessed Mother at Fatima. She appeared to 3 children. I think the mother often, if you read about her holy sacred appearances, she often appears to children. I think their innocence and their purity, they receive. They don't question. They are still in touch with the purity of that frequency of love. And so they don't doubt. They just know. So she appeared to 3 children in Fatima on May 13th, 1917. And when she appeared there, she delivered a very firm message that they should be praying the rosary for world peace. And that's when the power of the prayer of the rosary sort of became a little more popular. So during this time of the people call it the pandemic. I like to call it the invitation to stillness. So these last 7 or 8 months, I was called to stay much closer to the mother and firmer in my center and in my practice. And there was a drop-in class with the mother that Nina shared a very powerful message. It was a number of months ago now. And the message the mother issued was to hold on to your rosary. And when I heard that message, it really pierced my heart like a lightning bolt revelation, you know. And while it may have been meant figuratively, I definitely felt it literally. And so I answered that call and I sort of dove into this practice. And in doing that, I've received a lot of gifts. I've been really comforted. I feel through this practice that I've been in quarantine with the mother. You know, that became my reality. I'm single. And so a lot of people on the outside might have thought I was in quarantine by myself, but really I was in quarantine with the mother. And I can't think of any place I'd rather be, really. So this ritual became a really powerful portal for me, an effective way for me to very quickly get quiet, get still, get humble, to move out of the way, and to drop into that place of communion. And it's that place where I can just be an open vessel and just really receive the divine grace and be fed. So I really began practicing the rosary in earnest over these last 6 or 8 months. There is a practice called a novena, doing 9 days of rosaries in a row. And that is an incredibly powerful, it's typically done for a very specific intention. And I've had the opportunity and the blessing to offer a few of those, which have also been incredibly powerful. I've been really blown away. And that has just fueled me to just want to go deeper and deeper with it. So a little bit about orientation to the ritual for those that might not be familiar. As you know, the rosary is a string of beads, and there are 5 groupings of 10 beads on the rosary. And each grouping of 10 beads is called a decade. And each bead represents a Hail Mary prayer. And so I want to really say that the practice that I'm going to share with you this evening is not a traditional rosary. It is not a Catholic rosary. I really am just wanting to share a practice that has organically evolved for me as an incredibly powerful tool and blessing that just can so effectively get me to the heart of the matter, out of the way, and really just in direct communication with the source. And so that's my hope to share with you, that we can maybe drop in together to that experience. So traditionally, when you pray a decade, they may contemplate a particular Christian mystery or something like that. But what has happened for me is I have come to just channel through a particular intent for each decade. And then as I offer those next 10 Hail Marys, I just focus that power of my intent and my heart and my spirit into that prayer. So I want to offer a little quote. I was reading a little bit about the rosary, and Pope John Paul II said about the rosary that we should come sit at the school of Mary. Through the rosary, the faith, receive abundant grace, and through the very hands of Mary, the mother herself. And I just love that. So I just pray as we enter into this holy sacred ritual, I invite you to relax into its beauty and just to stay open to receive and surrender. I hope that we all receive abundant grace and a beautiful lesson at the school of Mary. And may we all be touched by the hand of the mother. So I'm going to go ahead and start this ritual. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived through the work and grace of the divine Holy Spirit. He was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, God Almighty, from where he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In this first decade, I would like to dedicate solely in gratitude to our Holy Divine Celestial Mother, Our Lady of Mercy, our Queen of Peace. We are so blessed to remember. Thank you for delivering your truth and your love in whatever ways we need to receive. Thank you for the resistances and the struggles and the challenges. In our humanness, we get complacent. We get a little lazy. We fall asleep. We forget your mercy and your grace. In this decade, let us take a pause to remember with all of our intent the glory of your love and the beauty of our own divinity. Let us take a moment of silence to truly feel the miracle of your mercy, the grace of your essence, and the sacred holy gift of the rose, the sacred rose. We are overcome with gratitude for the gift of the rose, the simple aroma of this messenger of your love that can bring a healing force, a direct and powerful encounter with you if we are open and if we are in surrender. We thank you, O Holy Divine Cosmic Mother, for the precious message of the Rosary and for the guidance and love you deliver through the Rosary Project. We pray at this time that the force of love that you are is infused in the Rosary beads that rest ready to be put to service. And we pray for that force of love to be transmitted directly into the paste that waits patiently to be rolled in prayer. We are humbled by the power of your grace, and we bask in the glory of this remembrance. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. This next decade, we humbly ask for a collective wake-up call. We ask you, Holy Mother, with all of your grace and mercy and compassion, we ask you to blow your breath of life across all of humanity, bringing the winds of change that will dust off the hearts and minds of the people. We are humble and faithful, and we trust in your ways to reach the people. We stand ready and willing to hold our center and to heed the message you deliver to hold on to our rosary. We pray that we may be courageous in these times of challenge, remembering that you are closer now than you have ever been. We can perceive you more now than we have ever been able to before. And we humbly ask to participate as your spiritual servants of change. We pray for your continued blessing, Holy Mother, on a New Earth movement, the Legacy of Peace and the Rosary Project specifically, that these selfless efforts of service and gratitude in your honor and holy name will be forever protected in their purest form and remain a clear and ever-present conduit for the people to reach you, to see you, and to feel you. For those who may feel lost or alone or unloved, let them hear your call and remember the truth of who they are. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. For this next decade, at this moment on our planet, we pray for a return to love. We not only pray, we beg for a return to love. O holy, gracious Queen of Peace, we implore you in all of your glory to work a miracle here. We pray for you to open the nooks and crannies and ancient blockages that lie in the capillaries of the hearts of humanity, blowing open the vessels that feed those hardened arteries of those hearts, allowing new circulation to form, pumping a river of love that will transmute any dis-ease or ill will. At this time in our country, we pray for a complete eradication of any duality that exists. And we pray in this moment for servant leadership to come to fruition. We envision in our spiritual eyes a massive awakening in those that will lead us into this new age, this golden age, having faith that as we offer this prayer with all the force of our being, that it is already done. That this turning of the tides is already in effect. We pray on this sacred holy night for a holy upheaval delivered with all of your grace and mercy and firmness to our country's leadership, and that they may awaken to their own true divinity that resides at their core, and that they may stand up and take a new position, a new stance, that they will walk upright, aligned with Creator, and move forward in service to the people that will literally raise the vibration and the frequency of the planet. We know, Holy Mother, that love is the highest frequency, the highest vibration, and the most powerful force. And so we draw on the collective medicine of our hearts to inject the planet with an absolute antidote to all fear and illness. And that antidote is your love. We have total faith in the power of your love to do the impossible. And so we are grateful in advance for this miracle. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. This next decade, we pray for the children. But please, I ask, when we offer these prayers, these are not just the young in age, but we pray for the holy innocence within each and every one of us. Holy Mother, we call upon you, Mother of us all, to exert your divine intervention right here and now in this moment on behalf of the purity within all of us, and especially for the young ones on this planet. Holy Mother, we pray for divine protection over their precious minds and their sacred tender hearts, praying that only seeds of love and truth are planted in their fertile minds, that only compassion and unity will take root and grow. We pray that only peace and unity are harvested for our young ones. We pray at this time for the immediate and complete dissolution of the web of artificial matrix that has entrapped our youth. And we join together as soldiers of peace to replace that with our powerful web of light. In this moment right now, I ask all of us to join together. We cast our collective web of light around all of the youth on the planet, blanketing them in the most powerful force and highest vibration of the mother's love. We know that when two or more are gathered in your name, it shall be done. So we give thanks ahead of time, rejoicing and knowing it is so. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And in this final decade, we humbly pray for all of those things that remain on our hearts and minds. We pray for those we love. We pray for our families, both birth and spiritual. We pray for our loved ones who are carnate and disincarnate. We use the power of this final decade to send out a final blast of love, a shot of grace, a bolt of compassion to anyone or anything or any situation in need at this time. And we do not forget to pray for ourselves, perhaps placing a hand on your heart or on an area of your body that is in need. And while we are in this communion with you, Holy Mother, we channel the healing power of your love to anywhere we might need it, remembering that we can do this at any time, anywhere. Holy Mother, please continue to nourish us with the nectar of your love, fortifying our very structure and creating an arcana of protection and love that continues to grow outward from our aura, bringing our most divine light to everyone we touch. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is on in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I'd like to take a moment prior to closing this ritual while we are still in this incredibly powerful container of the Sacred Holy Ritual, the Sacred Holy Rosary, and I invite us to join together in our web of light, even putting up our hands, offering a special prayer on this good day for Nina and Tudor, on this day to celebrate their love together, praying for prosperity, abundance, health, beauty, calling in the most divine rooting to take place, calling in the most divine home, the most divine temple, and the most divine light to be showered upon them. We give thanks and praise at this time, Holy Mother, under your watchful eye, asking for your ongoing blessing on the good work that they do on this red road that they walk. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee we do cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee we do send up our signs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, O most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us. After this, our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promise of Christ. Amen. Thank you all so much for joining me in this prayer and this unified intent. And it is my sincere desire that you experience just a fraction of the love and the peace and the communion that the mother has to offer, and that perhaps it's expanded a view or brought up a resistance, but hopefully it's showered you in just a few moments of grace and peace, remembering that we can do this at any moment. We don't need a rosary to tap into the love that we are. It is our birthright, a birthright that was granted to us before any of these lifetimes. So I'm so grateful to share in the power of this prayer. And I hope that everyone has a beautiful evening.
Thank you so much, Siri. I just want to say your sharing really brought me on a journey, and I'm really grateful for this offering and for the rosary. And for anyone who doesn't know, Siri offers a rosary every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific time. If you're interested in that, you can reach out for more information. Good night.